From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, March 21st, 2014. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail. Catskill Town Supervisor Joseph Leggio said Thursday, March 20th, the Washington Irving Senior Center will stay open and remain open, despite the recent arrest and resignation of Center Director Anne Marie Morin on felony charges. He said for the time being, one person is covering most of the hours the center is open. Leggio said he and some of the town board members have been pitching in to help, as well as some of the seniors themselves. The director's position will eventually be posted, but the board intends to take the next 2 to 3 weeks to reevaluate and decide how to move forward. Morin has been accused of siphoning off funds from accounts she allegedly set up for an 85-year-old woman who attended activities at the center. Morin resigned her position as director Wednesday, March 19th. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. The Mid-Hudson News Network is reporting the Catskill Association of Tourism Services held a legislative roundtable at Hunter Mountain Ski Lodge Thursday, March 20th, and everyone present agreed there is plenty to do in the Green Ulster, Delaware, Sullivan County region. Green County Tourism Marketing Manager Heather Bagshaw said the one thing that brings the region together is the Catskill Park. Bagshaw pointed out the many ski resorts and various reservoirs located throughout the region. She also said tourists go to Delaware and Greene counties to fish. Among those attending the legislative session in support of Catskills tourism were U.S. Representative Chris Gibson and Assemblyman Pete Lopez. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Ross Barkin reports in Politicker that two Queens-based New York State senators want the March 29th Crowdown hunting contest in Palinville, sponsored by the Rip Van Winkle Rod and Gun Club, shut down. Tony Avella, a Democrat, and Senator Jack M. Martins, a Republican, are co-sponsoring legislation which would, quote, make it unlawful for any person to organize, conduct, promote, or participate in any contest or competition where the objective of such contest or competition is to take the greatest number of wildlife, unquote. The Rip Van Winkle Rod and Gun Club at 51 Mountain Road in Palinville also sponsored a squirrel scramble in January 2013. Read the full story in Politicker. Looking at the weather forecast for Greene and Columbia counties, today will be mostly sunny with a high near 45. Tonight there's a chance of snow mainly after 4 a.m. with increasing clouds and a low around 27. Chance of precipitation is 30%, new snow accumulation of less than a half inch possible. Saturday there's a chance of rain, snow, freezing rain, and sleet before 9 a.m., then a chance of rain. It'll be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 49, and Saturday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 24. Sunday will be partly sunny with a high near 39, and Sunday night partly cloudy with a low around 17, and Monday will be sunny with a high near 32, Monday night partly cloudy with a low around 18. Sunrise today was at 6:55 a.m. and sunset today is at 7:09 p.m. with the length of the day being 12 hours and 14 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, March 21st, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.